Welcome to Living Life on the Max with Keisha B. Spivey, a weekly podcast that will challenge you and encourage you to live your best life yet. Hello there, and I am so glad you are tuned in to this session. You know, last week we started talking about an inside job, and we talked about being under construction. We kind of deep dived Philippians 1:6, and I love this verse. It brings me so much joy and so much comfort. It says, "And I am sure of this." Some versions say, "I am confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ." And we talked about being under construction. We talked about being made over. We talked about being refined. And I just got to remind you that, yes, God has begun a good work in your life. But something you ought to be happy about is that he's going to finish what he started in your life. He's going to finish what he started. And that's exciting. That's a good place to say amen. But we also need to realize that not only are we under construction, but we're also under new management. Yes, under new management. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." So yes, not only are you new, but you are also under new management. Let me take you a little bit deeper in this with a little Jesus 101. Yes, we know about Jesus in the Bible. We know about Jesus in history. We know about Jesus in heaven. We know about Jesus seated at the right hand of the Father. But here's a great truth that you need to grab a hold of. Jesus Christ lives in you, and Jesus Christ lives in me. You know, Colossians 1:27 says, "The glory of this mystery, which is," here it is, "which is Christ in you, the hope of glory." Christ in you, the hope of glory. Jesus possesses me. Jesus possesses you. Anyone who belongs to him, anyone who's a child of God, anyone who has professed him as Lord and Savior, he possesses you. You are a purchased possession. And because you belong to him, because you've been bought with the price, you are under new management. You know, Ephesians 2, 1 through 10 talks about this thing. And I don't have time to walk it through today, but I encourage you, take a moment, read it. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. And it talks about being this new creation. It talks about being under new management. And we get to do it by grace. Grace, God's unearned, undeserved, unmerited, unconditional, unlimited favor, his unlimited goodness toward us. We get to be under new management because of grace. We didn't deserve it. We couldn't earn it. But Jesus, he literally paid the ultimate price to possess us. And so by grace, yes, we are saved. By grace, we've been raised. By grace, we are recreated. You have been recreated in Christ Jesus. And I've read the verses that explain that, but let me make this thing live a little bit. You have been recreated because your purpose is bigger than you. You can't accomplish this thing on your own. You've been recreated for the people who need you. There have been people assigned to you, and you've been assigned to people. You've been recreated for people. You've been recreated for plans that go beyond your understanding. You can't grasp it all. It doesn't make sense to you. But you've got to understand, you were sent to planet Earth with a purpose and a plan. But you were born into a fallen world. You were born into sin. Didn't have anything to do with you. You were born into it. But then somewhere along the way, you came into this personal relationship with Jesus. You accepted him not only as Savior, but you accepted him as Lord. And when you received him, you were created brand new. You were put in a place of being under construction. But then you became someone under new management. You know, my husband thoroughly enjoys music. He does all genres, all generations, all types. My husband, you can catch him listening to some Frank Sinatra. You can catch him listening to anything. He loves all music. And he was watching a movie the other night about this singing group that were out there just trying to make it on their own. They were trying to, you know, schedule times to get shows, and they were doing all these things. They were doing the best they knew how to do with what they had. But everything changed for them when they got a new manager. Everything changed for them when they became a part of someone else's vision, when they became a part of someone else's plan. Their doors began to open for them. Opportunities became available to them, all because they were under new management. Now, if we can understand that when it comes to a band or it comes to a group, that connections are provided for them, that situations are changing for them, opportunities are coming to them, all because they got a new manager, what more should we be able to grasp if we looked at this same situation, if we looked at this through a spiritual context, if we understood that's what happened to us when we became a part of the body of Christ. That's what happened to us when we yielded and surrendered ourselves to Jesus. You know, BC, before Christ, you were trying to find your own way. Before Christ, you were trying to fix stuff in your own power. Before Christ, you were trying to force things to happen. But then, AC, after Christ, when you've become someone who's under new management, you now have an anchor. You now have affirmation. You now have acceptance. You have acceptance. And your job is to receive it and to follow the leading of your manager. When you talk about being under new management, you need to act like it. You need to talk like it. You need to walk like it. You need to remember that your life is not your own, that you've been bought with the price, that God has already cleared a path for you. He's ordered your steps. He lights up the dark places. He makes those crooked paths straight. All we have to do is learn to lean on and to lean into our manager. And when we do this, we'll stop looking out here for the world to guide us. We'll stop looking out at the world to fix stuff and to do stuff for us. We will understand that our manager leads us from the inside out. And when you grasp that, you understand that your victory, it's an inside job. Your identity, it's an inside job. Your purpose is an inside job. It's an inside job, and you have to know the source of those things. You have to know the foundation for those things, and you have to really embrace the fact that you are under new management. You've got to embrace that you are a new creation and that you have hope. I'm talking about a hope that literally means you can be in the midst of crisis. You can be in the midst of pain. And there's hope that everything's going to be okay. There's a hope that lets you know, even in the process, wherever I am, that it is well. And it is well, not based on what I do, but it's well based on what Jesus did. So yes, we talked about being under construction, and this week we've talked about being under new management. And these lessons and these notes are great. They're just like keys. They're keys. But a key doesn't work unless you know where to access and you put the key in to access. And I want to encourage you, as you're thinking about the inside job of who dwells on the inside of you, as you think of the work that he's doing in you, as you think of him transforming you, as you think of him changing you, yield to the process. Yield to the process. Yield to the process with a confidence that God's begun something in you that he's going to finish. Yield to the process that what he's doing is taking place inside of you. You got to dig some deep roots before you can go high above the ground. And you have to realize all the things that you're believing for, all the things that you're desiring, they're already on the inside of you. You got every single thing you need to walk in victory, to experience peace and joy. You got every single thing you need to be a success in your life. You've got all that you need, all the faith that you're gonna ever need, all the peace, all the joy. You've got it all. It's on the inside. And when you yield to your manager, when you let God lead you, you can't fail. You can't lose. The battle is fixed. You just have to show up. You have to suit up. and you have to yield to the leading of your life manager. And it is my prayer that you are allowing the precious Holy Ghost to lead you into understanding, to lead you to triumph, and to lead you in the way that God has commissioned you to go. I'm declaring today that you're going in His power, in His might, and in His strength, knowing that He is leading you and that you have surrendered. So God bless you. Until we connect on next week, do you to the max, and I will chat with you then. Be blessed.